Hour number two of Overtime coming at you live here. This segment is brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. KSI, your go-to local kitchen renovation source. You got to shop local, folks, because it helps your local businesses, helps out in the community, and you don't have to go far to find the place to take care of all your renovation needs for either your kitchen or your bath. Go see the experienced staff there. Go check out the selection at the showroom in person. They are located at 3900 Millbrook Pike. Give them a call at 865-971-5800. Get a free in-home estimate. They have over 20 level 1 granite color options, 350 quartz options. Most of the quartz options are under $70. You can ball on a budget out at KSI. Really good stuff over there. Once again, experienced, friendly staff. Go online at knoxstoneinteriors.com. Go on their Facebook page, the Instagram page, their Twitter account. They are all over social media, and they have the expertise to get the job done. Most installations take less than a day. Knoxville Stone Interiors, 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. Before we go to the other David Pollock tweet I wanted to talk about real quick, Cole.
Hey.
What's up on recruiting?
Yeah, we've got two little notes for recruiting today. As we've known for a few days, J.J. Peterson is on the official UT roster, number 40 on the roster. But he is still not yet on campus, according to Coach Pruitt today and other sources. He still has a class that he needs to get taken care of, but Coach Pruitt did say that he expects JJ to be ready and to be on campus for the beginning of fall camp. So just a few more weeks, we should know something about him. So it's looking very good for the crown jewel out of Coach Pruitt's first class. Second, the Vols made the top six for another Georgia safety today. Trayron Collins, he listed Tennessee in his top six, which he released on Twitter. Along with Tennessee was Louisville, Virginia Tech, Ole Miss, West Virginia, and NC State. He also said there is no leader right now, so all six are pretty even with him at the moment.
Good stuff, as always. You know, not that much as far as recruiting goes, but it's a Wednesday. It's middle of the week, but we have the real football to talk about. We got some of the real football to talk about here. Cole, what's the other tweet that Murray had? Was this the one from 2015, being excited about Jeremy Pruitt? The guy he claims to think is really, well, used to be a really disrespectful person.
You mean Pollock?
Yeah, what did I say?
Murray.
Yeah, I have two old. I have a few old tweets from Pollock, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the one from 2015? Because I think, I know I read off the one he sent when Pruitt got hired.
The one, there's one from 17, the one from 14, the first one. January 14th, 2014, David Pollock tweeted out, Jeremy Pruitt to UGA being reported now. Star, in all caps. The defense will be back where it's supposed to be in no time. Huge hire.
Yeah, very huge. Woo.
There's another one. You want me to read the other one?
Let's do the other one. Another one.
Another one. December 7th of last year. David Pollock tweeted out, after all the swings and misses and Tennessee jokes, they landed on an up-and-coming stud. Elite recruiter. His teams will be tough, hard-nosed, and defensive-minded. Need a great OC. And now he's saying Jeremy Pruitt is just not ready, doesn't know what he's doing, and he's a terrible coach. Paraphrasing.
Man, I know Pollock is on, he's on the College Game Day staff. Mm-hmm. If Tennessee happens to have a game day event this year, whether it be home or away, which, I mean, it has a small likelihood of happening, given that I don't think Tennessee's going to be in that many marquee matchups. Mm-hmm. If it is, and especially if somehow, like, Tennessee versus Florida in Neyland Stadium becomes the marquee matchup of that weekend, and game day, like they did 2 years ago, comes back to campus for Tennessee-Florida, I don't think he's going to have a very welcome, reaction.
No, the fan base will be there loud. I mean, if
he may have to have security. I'm not joking.
I mean, oh yeah, of course. If we can stop, we as in Tennessee fans, the fan base, if we can stop a few coaching hires, if we can take on Walmart, who is David Pollock?
Exactly. He's just another name to the list.
Just another loser.
Just another name to the list. Hitting some more of these media day rounds, getting these last few notable tidbits involving Tennessee before we hit some of the information involving other teams, including the stopover at ACC media days. We'll get to that later. Here's what another SEC network analyst had to say about things regarding Tennessee's program. Former Auburn coach Gene Chizik, who has been on the SEC network for, what's it been, 2 years now?
Just a few years.
Something like that. Not been with him that long, but had his thoughts on the Tennessee quarterback battle upcoming.
Yeah.
By the way, Pruitt said it's going to be a four-man battle. So throwing, it's coach speak.
Yeah, it is.
It's coach speak. Throwing Will McBride and JT Shrouton.
It's a two-man battle. Let's get real.
But this is what Chizik had to say about the battle. He said, I know this word coming out of Knoxville right now. What Garantano does have is the locker room. Those kids really like him. They trust him and believe in him. That's my word out of Knoxville. The kids feel like they can win with him.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You don't agree with that, Cole?
Not at all.
Give me your thoughts on Chizik.
I've long thought that Gene Chizik doesn't know what he's talking about. He rode Cam Newton for the national title. Obviously, Cam was the whole team. Everything he says, much like Pollock, there's a reason he got fired and hadn't had another job. There's a reason David Pollock didn't make it in the NFL. They just don't know what they're doing. Now they're sitting up here talking about everybody else. Like we talked about earlier, somebody at the station, one of our key sources, they told us that Jarrett is not liked in the locker room ever since he's been on campus. The team doesn't respect him. He's a prima donna. He's the five-star quarterback that came in with the big head, even though he hadn't done anything. Just other people around campus, students, not faculty, but people within the program, they've all said the same thing. Nobody likes Jarrett. They all, like last year when he started, everybody wanted, I'm forgetting his name now. What was the quarterback's name? I'm forgetting his name.
For who?
For us.
When?
Last year.
Dormady.
Quentin Dormady?
Dormady. I forgot his name. Yeah.
Man, you've already forgot about Dormady? I was really confused. I didn't think you were talking about him.
I've already moved on. But the team was all behind Dormady, and then they put in Jarrett, of course, and nobody liked it. So I don't know where Chizik is getting his information from. I think he's just making it up. I want to know what – because he says word coming out of Knoxville. I want to know
who is his source?
That's what I'm saying. Where are you getting all this crap?
Who's a connected source to Gene Chizik? I doubt Pruitt's telling him this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody's telling him this. It's the same people.
Tyson Hilton's telling him this.
It's the same people telling David Pollock, Aaron Murray, all the crap.
Sources.
Yeah. So no, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Mm. Was that quote about Pruitt or Butch?
What quote?
What you just read?
No, it was about the quarterbacks.
No, it's about quarterbacks.
That's what
Gene Chizik said about Garantano versus Chris.
You said he has a locker room and that they feel that kids can win with him.
Garantano. That's, yeah.
Mm, okay, I thought they were talking about the coaches, but wow.
No. Welcome back to Earth, Daniel Brightman.
I was reading up on this so I could provide detailed information.
About what?
What Callaway had said was the biggest difference between Coach Pruitt and Butch Jones.
Let's get to that. What did Marquez Callaway have to say?
Excuse me. At SEC Media Days today in Atlanta, Marquez Callaway was asked what the biggest difference was between his old coach, Butch Jones, and Tennessee's new coach, Jeremy Pruitt. Callaway was quoted saying that Pruitt brings more discipline, and then he continued saying that Coach Jones was a fun coach. He always laughed and played around with us. But there were times that we needed coaching, and that's one thing that Coach Pruitt does. He does not play. He harps a lot on discipline and toughness. So,
good.
Ball fans can be very happy to hear that.
Yeah, that's what we need.
That's great.
That's what we need. Butch Jones, like it said, he joked around. He was a jerk at sometimes, as we know from reports. And then the new book says so, too, from Mark Nagy.
I have to finish that book. It's so good.
Everything about Butch was just wrong for the program. And Pruitt sounds like the exact opposite. And it's what we need, and it's what we want, frankly, from after, what was he here, 5 years, Butch was?
Mm-hmm.
After 5 years of all of his BS.
If we could have had Butch as just, like, a recruiting guy.
Yeah.
And had Pruitt, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Recruited and Pruitt was the actual coach?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, All the drama aside from Butch, he was a damn good recruiter.
He obviously knows what to say to the
yes.
kids.
He would have been, I mean, if his career would have just been strictly a salesman, mm-hmm. he would have been earning six figures in commission.
Oh, yeah.
Every single year.
Easily.
He finds a way to like immediately relate with people right off the bat, and then once you get to know him, oh, this guy's a douche.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy.
He's a loser.
Speaking about what people have to say about Butch Jones, this is about directly a question about Butch Jones. Alabama running back Damian Harris, big year expected out of him. He got asked a question about the new team analyst, in quotes, or coffee boy, or intern, or Lexus washer.
All of the above.
Donut getter, whatever you want to call him. He got asked about Butch Jones and his role with the team. Harris had this to say, I don't even know what an analyst does, but I'm sure he will do it at the highest possible level.
You know what that means?
I have no idea what his role is on this Woo! Alabama squad.
That means
that's
Butch
what that means.
That means Butch is doing absolutely nothing.
I don't have a damn clue what he does, but by golly, he's going to give 110%. He will give his all to getting Saban's coffee today. His all.
All He'll the cream and all the sugar.
In his little Debbie's. No, he eats the two oatmeal cream pies in the morning with his cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Butch, I want it on my desk.
Doesn't he
6:30 in the morning.
Doesn't he eat the same sandwich for lunch, too? I heard that somewhere. Like, every day for, like, the past forever, he eats the same kind of sandwich.
Probably
I forgot
does.
What it was. It's like a chicken salad sandwich or tuna sandwich. It's something nasty, which you would think coming from Saban.
But good stuff today. I mean, amazing stuff all around here for Media Days. 865-546-8200. We're going to hit a quick break. T-Carp, stay there on the lines. We'll get to you next over at the McKinney Team Hotline. Stick with us. You are listening to Overtime here on Fan Run Radio. Back here on the show, Daniel Bratman, do you have something to tell us?
Yes, I do. Guys, you've heard me talk about it before. You've heard the commercial. There's a reason I've been getting my hair cut for almost 3 years now at Campus Cuts by Monica. Monica gives a great haircut at a very reasonable price. Super convenient location on the strip next to Walgreens. Monica has over 30 years of experience with all different types of haircut. Call Monica right now to make an appointment at 865-850-7367 or go online at campuscutsbymonica.com. She even makes her own Campus Cuts product, guys. I'm telling you, chicks dig it. And as always, remember, it's not just a haircut.
Cole?
It's tradition.
There we go.
There you go, Cole.
We got it. 865-546-8200. Let's hop on over to McKinney Team Hotline. Talk to T-Carp. T-Carp, what's up?
Hey, guys. So like, reasonable prices for Monica. What, like $13 to $15 for a haircut? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Dang, that's not bad. Like, does she, like, rub your shoulder? Like does she do, like, the whole...
No.
Nope. Some other...
No, she doesn't do the stuff like Sports Clips does. She does it even better.
Mm.
I tell you what, I think Monica sometimes knows more about Tennessee football than I do.
Well, then, I'll have to swing by and get a haircut Friday. Why don't you pay?
Are you a Falcons fan, T-Carp?
What, buddy?
Are you a Falcons fan?
Nah, I'm a Packers fan, buddy.
Packers, ah.
I was way off.
I like the Packers, historic franchise. Brett Favre,
yeah.
Bart Starr.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. He was always like, when I was first playing football, everybody was wearing Favre jerseys, and I was like, oh, that dude's awesome. And just watched him play, grew up as a kid. He was great. And I honestly remember when he retired and went to the Vikings, it broke my heart. But we had this Aaron Rodgers guy, and I'm like, oh, gosh, this Aaron Rodgers guy sucks. Who's this guy? And,
Aaron Rodgers guy out of Cal.
Okay.
He's proved himself so far.
Yeah, he's done okay. He's done
just an okay job.
What I wanted to talk about, I completely agree with you, man. Garantano, overrated. He's had his butt powdered when it comes to, you know, this football stuff. I remember a specific show in town before John Reed and Cody McClure was on, and they, when he got into town, they were just saying, "Oh my gosh, I'm my these sources. He his arm. He's so fast. He's so incredible, guys." I mean, Jamarcus Russell was the best quarterback that ever threw the ball on his knees, man. I mean, it doesn't matter how much talent he has. I mean, we've seen him play. He's just not very good, in my opinion. He could get great, but Chris is your starter. And I honestly, and I said this in previous shows, I think London is going to start over Ty Chandler. What do you think about that?
Are you totally crazy? No, honestly, T-Carp, I do not think you're crazy. I honestly agree with you. I don't think London's going to start over Ty Chandler against West Virginia, but I kind of see it being like the JG Keller Chris situation. One of them starts, and then the other one finishes the game. And I think London's going to finish the game.
I think he's getting 15 to 18 carries that West Virginia game at least.
Absolutely.
And I'm basing it off of this, and everybody can get mad at me. Watch his tape. He's outrunning Michigan guys. He's outrunning very good teams, and you know, Ty Chandler, he's doing good, but he's playing against Kentucky. He's playing against Vanderbilt. He's playing against, you know, ETSU. There's a big difference between Michigan and ETSU. So I'm telling you, those are your two starters. I'm very pleased with that center coming in. Trey Smith is practicing.
That's, yes, sir.
Incredible.
Pruitt announced that today.
I'm telling you, 7-5. Is very doable. It's not almost the standard now with those additions to your team, which I'm very pleased with. I give Skolkan a hard time, but I'm very pleased with this offseason. It's hard to be upset at this moment. So, guys, see y'all. Thank you so much. You'll have a good one.
Thank you for the phone call, T-Carp. I didn't get a chance to ask T-Carp if did he think by end of August he was going to have himself talked into 9-3. That's usually
everything's
how it goes.
Rolling 9-3. I love Bears optimism.
Bears eternal optimist. Cold, you want to take us to the breaking news desk here?
Yeah,
I had to make sure not to say take a walk or a stroll on over. I don't want to get, you know, yelled at for copyright infringement, even though it's stock music. But are we ready?
Yeah, let's go on over to the breaking news desk.
Go on over. Brackman, it has officially happened. How do you feel? Do you want to tell us what happened?
Yes. This is about 15 minutes ago from Bleacher Report. Breaking, Manny Machado is heading to the Dodgers in exchange for 5 prospects per multiple reports.
Did your laptop just crash?
Yeah, that was weird. Sorry. At the beginning of the show, I said that I would be okay with 3 or 4 prospects.
Yeah, 5.
But we got 5. I guess we'll wait later for details on who the prospects are, how much cash is being sent which way. But thank you, Manny, for everything you did.
I think that's an amazing deal.
Yeah.
That's good to get that type of value.
Yeah. It's good to get 5 prospects, and hopefully those 5 prospects turn into real good ball players and turn around the Orioles franchise. But thank you, Manny, for everything you did. Good luck in L.A.
Now this makes the Dodgers extremely dangerous.
Yes, super scary team now.
Keep your eyes out on L.A. I think that's going to be very fun to see how the NL playoffs now shake out now once fall gets around here. Okay, we're done with SEC media days. Done with SEC media days. Going to take a journey over to the ACC media days also going on this week. Larry Fedora, head coach of North Carolina, in some ways, he's kind of a Clay Travis doppelganger. Kind of looks like him in a way.
He kind of is, yeah.
I think it's even more he looks like when he shaves his beard, I think. But all that aside, there's no question, out of all the media days around the country, all the coaches and the players, he has had the quotes today that's going to have the biggest reaction, stir up the most controversy here. So, this is what he had to say at his statement today in front of the media. Larry Fedora believes that the game of football is under attack, and not just football. In addition to that, he thinks America is under attack as well. He says, quote, "Our game is under attack. I fear that the game will be pushed so far from what we know that we won't recognize it 10 years from now. And if it does, our country will go down too." And that's not all. My Billy May said, "But wait, there's more. I don't think it's been proven that the game of football causes CTE. We don't really know that. Are there chances for concussions? Of course. There are collisions, but the game is safer than it's ever been." There's even more. This is what he said about, he was asked about, well, I don't even know he was asked him, I've just been doubling down, about how the decline of football matches with the decline of America. Yeah, he was asked. He said, "I think it would be the decline of our country, yes." And so, yeah. And all today, Larry Fedora says that the decline of football equals the decline of America. And also, the game of football doesn't cause CTE. He doesn't think there's proof. What the hell?
There is scientific proof that CTE is directly related.
Does Larry Fedora just have to read every report of the former NFL players who have... hell, even college players have... Go look up at Pullman, Washington. Tyler Olinsky, 21-year-old young man, hung himself because he had the brain of a 70-year-old. At 21, 22
Junior Seau.
Yeah, yeah.
Committed suicide.
Junior Seau, yeah, just to name a few. A noble one. Jamal Lewis. Had the story about Jamal Lewis.
Yeah. What does he think it comes from? Just overnight?
I don't want football to go away. I don't want football to go away. I love football. We've grown up in an area where that's all it was. From your local high school to even, I mean, more so here than anywhere else, college football. But we love our pro football, too. We love it. It's part of communities. It's what brings people together. I don't want it to go away. I certainly don't want it to look like, you know, this isn't, you know, what I grew up with. But despite what I want, there are people's lives at risk here. That you're going, if you even want it to stick around, you're going to have to make changes.
Yeah.
Larry Fedora is leading teams of 80 plus young men who are going out there getting collisions week in and week out. And yet he wants to stand in front of God and everybody and say, "Oh, I don't think there's been proof. Nah, I'm good. It's fake news." He's like an anti-vaxxer. He's like these idiots that think vaccine causes autism and causes all these disabilities. That you see, there's the mindless drones.
Mm.
How's he supposed to be leading these young men? If you're a player on North Carolina's football team, how do you react to this? I mean, seriously. I
maybe I'm not playing for the right coach.
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
Maybe he has CTE.
Ooh, plot twist.
That's very possible. He just doesn't recognize it. I'm just...
I don't know.
That's the one thing to say, that the decline of football be the decline of America.
That's a little much.
You know, one thing you can say, yeah, that's, you know, overreaction some way.
I mean, I love it just as much as everybody else, but at the end of the day, it's a game.
If the game of football did go away just like tomorrow, America wouldn't cease to exist as a country.
We'd still be here.
That's something that still, I mean, yeah, like I said, it brings millions of people together. It's something that people who are on different sides of the political aisle, even with the whole national anthem controversy in the NFL and stuff like that, it still brings people together. Mm-hmm. There's people from all different walks of life that get brought together with football. Yeah, it's an important thing. It's definitely an important thing for American culture. But the country's not going to go away if football goes away. That's one thing. If you just said that, yeah, that's just, look at Larry Fedora. He's a goof. I had the problem with the CTE thing.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
Because that's not an opinion. It's been proven. It's not like something you can believe in or not believe in. Like, it's a real thing.
I'm sorry for, like, doing, like, a rant here. I don't do that often. But that has to be addressed.
It does.
It's not some random internet commenter.
We'll see. We'll see.
Saying stuff that like, oh, CT's a sham. You scientists, you're just sham.
Yeah.
It's fake news, fake research. Yeah. It's junk science.
This is a Power Five coach.
This is an actual football coach.
Yeah. We'll see an apology from him.
And the really scary thing is that I doubt Fedora's the only football coach who thinks like that. What's even more scary is that you probably have several. I hope it's not that many, but you probably have a number of Pop Warner coaches, middle school football coaches, who think the same way.
Yeah.
And those Pop Warner coaches show no mercy either.
Absolutely not.
And that little what's that little football show? Little Tykes.
Friday Night Tykes.
Friday Night Tykes, dude. That's intense.
Yeah.
And those kids are like 8 and 9 years old.
Yep. I mean, it's a problem. You can't argue with it. His comments were not only insensitive, but just plain wrong. Like, not wrong from, like, I mean, morally, yes, but just wrong as in not factual.
Apparently, he tried to clarify the comments to reporters, but he didn't back down from anything. I mean, this is stuff that was so out of nowhere. You had to have the athletic director of UNC, Bubba Cunningham. He told a media outlet that he was surprised by Fedora's comments.
I'm sure
he was. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That is just very embarrassing to your university. North Carolina, a university which has had several embarrassments.
Yeah. Yep.
In football and basketball and all that. Man, this just...
It's insensitive.
I wish I had more eloquent words, but the guy's a dumbass.
Yeah, he is.
That's foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
865-546-8200. Trying to finish the show on lighter note. Had to get that out of the way. We'll do birthdays coming up. Get into the conclusion of the Kawhi Leonard saga and preview the ESPYs. All that and more on the other side. You're listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Time to play the game.
July 18th. It is time for birthdays. Despite having to take one for yesterday's show, because yesterday was really bad, I got five. Some of these names might not be that great. Y'all might struggle. I'm not going to lie. But we got five.
So we got like a solid D-plus list?
I'd give it a C-.
Okay.
Altogether, I'd give it a C-.
Like just barely a C-? Like a point?
Solid C-. It's good enough to get a degree. It's good enough to get your credits for class.
Good enough for me.
So... here we go. Like I said, had to use Vin Diesel from yesterday, so that would have been a better name on here, but still decent. So let's start off here. First up, he would have been 100 years old today. Would have hit the big 100, passed away in 2013. One of the most notable world leaders of the 20th century. He was in prison.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela in prison for around 30 years in South Africa. Got released from prison when apartheid ended and South Africa became the president of that nation. Amazing human rights activist. And the namesake of the Mandela Effect.
Yeah.
How people thought Nelson Mandela like died in prison or whatever. Or like he died like before he did. And that gave the namesake.
Is that a conspiracy thing too?
Is what?
That he didn't die when we actually think he did, but he died like in a prison?
No, I don't think that is. That's just the Mandela Effect. That gives the name to all the other like weird stuff. We've done a whole same on Mandela Effect before.
Hmm.
Interesting stuff. Cole leads 1-0. Moving on here to the next one. She is 38 years old today. She's an American actress. Been in movies and TV. Has equal appearances in both. Let's get her notable roles here. I do believe she was in, yeah, her most notable film role was Forgetting Sarah Marshall. She's also
Kristen Bell.
It is Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There you go. It is Kristen Bell. Also been in. I forgot she was in Frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was in. She was.
She was.
Lent her voice talents to Frozen.
Yeah. She was
Princess Anna.
Yeah, there it is.
Princess Anna, When in Rome, The Boss, Bad Moms, A Bad Mom's Christmas.
Yeah.
You watched A Bad Mom's Christmas?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Also in the NBC comedy The Good Place. Happy birthday, Kristen Bell. All right, tied up 1-1. Next up, 54 years old today. This might be a tough one. Not going to lie. This might be a tough one. She's an American talk show host. Currently a talk show host. A midday talk show host. The show title's in her name. It's the blank blank show.
Tommy Kelly Lauren? Pickler?
Tommy Lauren?
It's no, neither of those.
Kelly?
Mm-mm.
Midday.
You know, like Michael.
What kind of is it, like a new show or
she had her
show?
Own reality show on VH1 like a decade ago, but like her name's also in it. It's like the blank blank experience.
How old is she?
54.
Kris Jenner?
No. What?
She had a show, didn't she? I think.
Yeah, they all have a show.
Well, I mean, like, she had her own talk show.
I'm trying to figure out.
Wendy Williams.
It is Wendy Williams.
Oh, no way.
How did you get Wendy Williams?
I don't know.
You just guess.
I don't know.
I was struggling to find what station it was on. But, yeah, Wendy Williams, 54 today. The Wendy Williams show. Huh. You a big Wendy Williams fan? You like
no.
Wendy Williams? Good guess, though. Okay. Brattman takes the lead. 2-1 here. Brattman gets the game with the next one. Still time for Cole, though, as we move into these final two. Okay, they're tough. I'm not going to lie, they're tough, but let's get through this. 68 years old today. He is a British entrepreneur known for being the head of this brand for the longest time. I mean, and this brand encompassed hotels, cell phone service.
Hilton?
No. Also, he was. I think he was one of the pioneers of trying to get like privatized like space tours and things
is
like that.
Is it the Virgin Mobile guy?
It might be.
I don't know his name, but I think
he
is
the head of Virgin Mobile.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know his name.
Billionaire.
Yeah. That doesn't help.
Brattman, do you know?
Virgin no. Mobile.
I know Andrew that. Carnegie.
Sir Richard
Nixon.
Okay. Sir, his name is Sir Richard
Brooks Britton.
Richard Branson.
Brooks Branson. Branson.
Cole got it.
God.
Richard Branson, 68 years old today.
Okay.
All right, tied up here. Here is the decisive one. Oh, this might be one of the worst ones we've ever had to do, but I had to get an odd number here. He is 53 today. He is an American real estate agent, politician, but most known for being a television personality of him and his wife's own reality show.
John and Kate plus 8, the John guy?
No? You're warm, though. The show was 19 Kids and Counting. Had some controversy over one of the kids.
God, what are their names?
Dude, I don't. Is it not John and Kate?
No. God, I'm going to kill myself.
Wait. All right, hold on. What is he? How old? And what
it's
is
19 three. Kids and Counting. Yeah,
yes,
it's
19
the,
Kids and Counting.
Is it the guy in Utah?
I don't know what state it was.
Arkansas.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Arkansas. Okay.
Jim Bob Duggar.
Yes, Jim Bob Duggar. Yes, Jim Bob Duggar. Jim Bob Duggar of 19 Kids and Counting.
I can't remember. I knew when I remember what their last name was that I'd remember his first name.
What an appropriate name. For someone from Arkansas.
Good old Jim Bob.
Not hating on you,
Jim
Cody
Bob,
McClure.
Jim Bob and his 20 kids.
Also, MIA's birthday today.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Paper Planes.
Oh.
Like a rapper?
Yeah. It's rapper Hobson's birthday today.
I do know Hobson.
See, I figured that would give you an unfair advantage, because, Cole, you don't know who Hobson is, do you?
No clue.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I had to avoid that one. But, yeah, got through that game of birthdays. Y'all did well. I only had to give, like, one real name hint, and that was Richard Branson.
I was never going to get that one.
I knew. Wendy Williams, and Cole eventually got Jim Bob Duggar.
I knew what Branson's face looked like. I just never knew his name.
Got that long blonde hair, got the beard.
Yeah, because when you said, English, and then the cellular,
Mobile,
and then
Virgin
even
Mobile.
The space thing, because Virgin Mobile has a bunch of ads that are in space.
Am I on a three-day losing streak?
I
did
think
you win
are.
On Monday?
Yes, I did.
Oh, not been a good week for Daniel Brackman.
I don't know what's going on.
My goodness.
Trauma.
We're about to take this break here in a minute. Go ahead and take an early break so we can have time to come back, talk about Kawhi Leonard, some other things in the around the NBA, and also the ESPYs. I'll go ahead and tell you, you can go over at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. Vote in today's Knoxville Stone Interiors poll question of this evening. Will you be watching the ESPYs tonight? So far, poll's been up 30 minutes. Ugh. Not good for ESPY viewers. Not been good for ESPY viewers. 86% of respondents say they will not watch the ESPYs tonight.
Really?
Danica Patrick's hosting.
With
it,
only 14%. Right? Yes. Yeah. With only. It's a downgrade for Peyton Manning.
That may be it. Yeah.
They need to let like Shaq or Charles Barkley host it like every year. That would be they would kill it. It'd be hilarious.
Let Shaq and Chuck host it.
Oh no, yeah. They'd fight on the stage.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see
probably
a
more entertaining
stage.
Than Danica Patrick.
All right, we'll get to all that more on the other side, including your phone calls on the McKinney Hotline. Stick with us. Final segment of the show coming up. Final segment of the show on this Wednesday. Got a lot of stuff to get into here. I know Brightman has to have his piece said on Kawhi Leonard coming up here soon.
Yes.
We will get to that. 865-546-8200. Hop on over to McKinney Team Hotline. Take a call from Roberto. How's it going, bud?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well.
Outstanding. So did I hear you say, because I don't follow ESPN at all, Danica Patrick is hosting the ESPYs tonight?
that she
yes,
is.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
That's going to be a total wreck.
Nice pun.
Watching her careen that show into the wall is going to be beautiful. I'll tune in just for that. Guys, as far as today, I've heard a lot of people talking about Jeremy Pruitt. This is my first call anywhere today, which is abnormal for me.
We appreciate that, Roberto.
I love what you're doing with the show here, guys. I will say this. Jeremy Pruitt came off as intelligent a redneck as you possibly can. He came off really, really professional. I thought he knew what he was talking about. It was a big, basically it was a giant PR move for the university. That's what he was doing. He's up there recruiting. He's in Atlanta. I get all that. But people, there are people out there in our fan base, because we're the dumbest fan base in America, respectfully, and they're saying, why the hell didn't he say we're going to win the SEC East? I'm like, are you kidding? Like, he's not a moron. We know what we have. And you go up there and you say something stupid like that, you put a target right on your back. We're the team that's going to have to sneak up and get somebody this year, guys?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so tired of our idiotic fan base saying stupid stuff like that. That's just dumb. And I was proud of the way he comported himself today, and he represented the University of Tennessee well. And I love that he ducked the question about Nick Saban, And I don't know if you heard some of the reporting of late that, he basically went to Mark Richt's house and called him out for a fight one night. I don't know if you've ever even – that's why Aaron Murray and all those guys are on him so hard. And, I want a coach like that. Don't you guys?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, he is definitely he had that and just showed his intelligence today, showed that he's going to make the right moves, and when speaking to the media, that's not going to completely embarrass the university or give bulletin board material to opponents. And that's the other thing, too, that I was going to say. You can't deny. I'm pretty sure Pruitt's a big alpha. He's an alpha.
Oh, yeah. No question. We've had beta dog Butch Jones over there for how many years now? Was it five?
Five long years.
And Derek Dooley was a faux alpha. He was just a jerk. There's a difference in being alpha and being a jerk. Some alphas are jerks, but not all jerks are alphas. See where I'm going here? Mm-hmm. Lastly, gentlemen, I really do enjoy the show, and I'm proud to say that Jeremy Pruitt represented our university well today. And I won't embarrass myself by talking about Kawhi Leonard, but I am surprised they gave up DeMar DeRozan. See you guys.
Thanks for the call, Roberto. Before we get to the NBA stuff, Pruitt, he walks the fine line between, and especially what he was saying, talking about the upcoming season. He didn't, like Roberto said, he didn't make the outlandish predictions about, we expect to be in Atlanta this year. He wasn't saying anything like that to just go ahead and be on the top of the bulletin boards of Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, etc. Didn't say anything like that. But also, it didn't come out there and go ahead and make pre preemptive excuses. Mm-hmm. He wasn't making preemptive excuses for when if something went wrong or they had another losing season. He wasn't doing anything like that. He walked a fine line. Outstanding performance by Jeremy Pruitt. Okay. To the NBA. We've been denying giving it coverage so far. We're going to give it coverage. Kawhi Leonard. The saga appears to be over. Heading to the Toronto Raptors. Heading to the Great White North. In exchange for DeMar DeRozan and who else I'm missing? They're getting Jacob Poeltl?
Yeah, Jacob Poeltl and a protected 2019 first-round pick.
Give your thoughts on that, Brandon.
Honestly, it pissed me off. DeMar DeRozan was the Raptors guy. Not Kyle Lowry, mm-hmm. not Damari Carroll. DeMar DeRozan was their guy, and they told that to him. And he's mad. I'd be mad, too. And for what? To get Kawhi Leonard to come play in Toronto for a year just for him to turn around and leave and go to L.A.?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're giving up DeMar DeRozan? DeRozan took to Instagram and said, be told one thing and the outcome another. Can't trust him. Ain't no loyalty in this game. Sell you out quick for a little bit of nothing. Soon you'll understand. Don't disturb. What is... Mm-hmm. Toronto going to do when Kawhi Leonard leaves? Kyle Lowry going to carry the team? They're not getting past Boston.
Mm-mm.
I can't believe it. I was dumbfounded when I woke up this morning and saw that he had been traded.
This is like so anticlimactic. You mm-hmm. thought it was going
like
in
Toronto,
with him.
Yeah.
And L.A., you thought you could have seen all these other scenarios like the Sixers. Hell, maybe an alternate universe where Danny Ainge wants to really take some risks. Boston
and I don't
Toronto
and yeah,
a meddling Toronto team?
And yeah. I don't know if you guys saw anywhere else or read anything or heard anything, but I didn't even think Toronto was in the running.
No, I didn't think so either. This has come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
What a weird season in a way for NBA free agency. So. Well, what are the Raptors going to get out 1 year of Kawhi Leonard before he inevitably wants to go somewhere else? He wants to play with LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they just couldn't make it happen this year.
I don't know if the Raptors think they're going to win a title because they traded for Kawhi Leonard.
No.
Sorry, Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard and Damari Carroll are not going to beat Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and now Boogie Cousins.
It's a stupid move on both parts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kawhi wanted out of San Antonio for whatever reason. I mean, if I had the opportunity to A, be in the NBA, or B, be coached by Greg mm-hmm. Popovich, I would absolutely take that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he was being a crybaby about. They offered him the max extension. I don't know why he – I'm very triggered. I'm mad.
I
don't even like the Raptors.
You mad, bro?
I'm not even that big of a DeMar DeRozan fan, but I'm just like, I feel bad for the guy.
I do too.
They totally screwed him.
His fellow peers around the NBA feel bad for him too. Just if you see the tweets, Damian Lillard had tweets.
Oh, so
about
many
it.
People came out and tweeted today.
I've lost count of who tweeted about it. I wasn't able to keep all up with that. But yeah, kind of sucky. NBA is going to look really weird.
Stick to hockey, Canada.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get NBA 2K19 and just look at these new rosters and be like, oh, this is really weird. And then see the real NBA happen and be like, this is really weird.
You're going to have to play with the 95-96 Bulls if you want to beat the 2018-2019 Golden State Warriors.
So stupid. All right, let's go through some of these SB nominations for tonight. Skip the ones no one cares about. No one cares about most best Olympic athletes and all this other stuff, male and female athletes, whatever. Here we go. Here's one that the Vol fans should be interested in. Best breakthrough athlete nominees. You got Ben Simmons of the Sixers, Donovan Mitchell of the Jazz, Sloane Stephens, tennis player, and the New Orleans Saints, Alvin Kamara.
Woohoo!
Think Kamara takes it home?
Sloane Stephens is... out of the race.
Does Kamara take that home over Ben Simmons?
Me personally, and not trying to be biased, I would give it to him, but I just have this awful pit in my stomach that they're going to give it to Ben Simmons.
Or maybe they give it to Donovan Mitchell as
I think they're going to screw Donovan Mitchell out of another award again.
You didn't think that'd be a makeup prize for, hey, here you go for not getting your rookie of the year. Go through some of these.
NBA is just so true.
Here's the three nominees for best game of the year. Astros defeating the Dodgers in game 5 of the World Series. Let's see here. You have Georgia-Oklahoma Rose Bowl.
Mm.
And U.S. women hockey defeating Canada in the 2018 gold medal game for no, I'm sorry, that wasn't gold medal. That was the semifinal for Winter Olympics.
It's got to be Georgia, Oklahoma.
Yeah,
it's got to be. That was probably
I give it to Rose Bowl.
That was probably the greatest game in like that's all of last season.
It's the outcome I didn't want, but damn it, that's one of the reasons game. I love college football. Yeah. Best moment nominees: Vikings with the Minneapolis Miracle over the Saints. Notre Dame defeating Mississippi State, win the national title in women's basketball at the buzzer. The Golden Knights defeating the Jets to advance to the Stanley Cup Final. Boo! Yeah. And UMBC taking down Virginia. That's got to be it.
Yeah,
right?
UMBC Golden Retrievers, baby.
That's got to be it.
That's got to be it. Yeah.
Keep going through some of these best college athlete: Baker Mayfield, Jalen Brunson, Kayla Decky, Asia Wilson.
Baker's going to win that one.
Give it to Baker. Oh, Lord, there's a bunch for best play. Probably Philly Special. Philly Special's up there. Nick Foles' touchdown reception in Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give it to him. All right, SP starting later. Not a lot of people are going to watch it, apparently, but I might just see, like Roberto said, if Danica Patrick is going to be a wreck. That's going to do it for us tonight. For Daniel Brightman, Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. You've been listening to Overtime. Back again tomorrow.